से भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते सारस्वत देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदे गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद 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 Hare Krishna. Not just today, but these days, for some days, Hari Bhav, Hari. Is that all we get? All sound? The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is celebrating World Holy Name Festival. Hari, Hari. This sound is okay? Is this how it works? Or gets better? Or? In 1965, Srila Prabhupada, okay? He arrived in America, first time ever, in September, month of September. So the class Angreji mein ho raha hai. Translation? Piche? Okay, outside. Piche bahar Hindi mein anuvad hoga. Jo Hindi bhasha mein sunna chahte hain, wo pahuncha hai. So during Srila Prabhupada's centennial 1996 we had World Holy Name Day to commemorate, to celebrate Srila Prabhupada's arrival in America in 1965. And then from that time onwards, we have been performing the chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All over, on a bigger scale, like there's always a book distribution, but then there is a book marathon, and then bigger book distribution, more effort. So we are Hare Krishna people. We are known for chanting Hare Krishna, but then we do some more additional chanting. We do marathon, we do a japathon. Japathon. We chant more rounds, we go out in public chanting more. We chant 24 hours non-stop. And then Hare Krishna. Excitement. So Srila Prabhupada is the one who gave the gift of the holy name to the whole world. Right? We do say, and it is a fact also, that otherwise Srila Prabhupada was penniless, friendless, penniless, only $5 in the pocket when he arrived in New York. But was he really penniless? Well, he was carrying the most valuable gift of the wealth. He was carrying the holy name with him. So he did not go empty-handed, empty pocket. He had something to deliver, give to the whole world. He was ambassador of the spiritual world. He was Rajadut. He was Krishna Dut. And he was traveling by Jaladut. So he was a Dut, messenger, deliverer. So what did he deliver? The holy name. So during this World Holy Name Festival, we want the world to know that Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada was the one who had this gift. Amito kangal Krishna Krishna bali dhai tava pache pache Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par tomara shakati ache. You have Krishna and we are pauper, we are bankrupt, so we are running after you saying Krishna, Krishna, or Prabhupada, 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 please. So that is what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada gave Krishna to the world, gave Krishna in the form of holy name. Holy name is Krishna. Abhinnatvat nama naminau. So during this festival, there's a glorification of Srila Prabhupada, honoring Srila Prabhupada, and welcoming the gift of the holy name, and propagate that further, distribute that further to more people, more souls, more towns, more villages, more homes. On the streets,
of New Delhi, Faridabad, everywhere, every time, every village. So we make extra effort to propagate this holy name during this World Holy Name Festival. So those efforts are on, and we are very happy. It's called New Delhi, and many other temples also. We have NIDC's representation here. And yesterday, this was a topic, World Holy Name was a topic, and many temples reported how they are celebrating this very special festival. Glorifying the Holy Name, glorifying Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada. So part of that festivity is also we recommend temples to make the Holy Name as the theme of the talks or Bhagavatam lectures. So that is what we are also, so this is going on, and today we'll continue with the Holy Name as a theme for our morning's little deliberation, little discussion, little contemplation on the Holy Name, glories of the Holy Name. So to do that, we have selected the verse on the board. Where's the board? This way? Is there? Oh, I thought it was here. Okay. So, are you familiar with this mantra? You better be familiar. If you are a follower of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you better be familiar. You must know this mantra, and this is one of the eight mantras Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compiled. Eight slokas. Lord Sri Krishna gave us how many slokas? Not 700. All the slokas are not. 587. I hope that's right number. Something okay. So those many mantras we received from Sri Krishna. But as he appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he has condensed. Everything is condensed. Boiled down further. And the essence of what Krishna spoke at Kurukshetra. So the condensation took place, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us only eight slokas, which are known as Sikshastak. Siksha. Astak of the Siksha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Siksha. Instructions. So, we wish to recite and understand the first mantra. Before we come to that, we will this little setting the scene or the context for this mantra, which we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now the Sikshastak is the essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it is there in Antya Leela, chapter 20th. And there are no more chapters after that. This is the very last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And let us see when and where, in what context Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reciting these mantras. Not that he compiled and, okay, publish these mantras and circulate them widely. I have done my duty. Now the ball is in the court of the reciters or the readers. That wasn't the case. Not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compiled these 8 verses, but he had been relishing, contemplating these verses all the time. So here, in this 6 Shastak prayers, Antilila chapter 20th, Krishnadas Kaviraj writes, Yai Mata Mahaprabhu Vaise Nilachale Rajani Divase Krishna Virahe Vivale. So like this, is previously there is a description, that is why it says Sai Mata, like this. Mahaprabhu residing in Nilachal Jagannath Puri, day and night, Krishna Viraha, feeling separation from his Lord. Krishna Vivale is always overwhelmed in the separation from Sri Krishna. Swarupa Ramananda Yai Dui Janasane Ratri Dine Rasa Gita Sloka Asvadane. So in the company of 2 bandhus, 2 friends, it says, Swarup Damodar and Ramanand Rai, taking them on the side, just 3 of them in Gundicha, in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, day and night, rasa gita sloka asvadane, is relishing the slokas, his 6 shastak slokas, rasa gita, the song, slokas, uttama slokas, which are full of rasas, the mellows. Nana bhava uthe prabhura harshas shoka rosha dainya udvega arti utkantha santosh. And nana bhav, varieties of emotions that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes through day and night. What kind of emotion? Shoka. There is lamentation. Sleepy, that's also one emotion. Some are exhibiting those emotions. Rosha. So if you and I express some anger, you go through some sleepy state, and then there's anger. Now Mahaprabhu, sometimes he's lamenting, sometimes he's angry. Dainya, next moment he's very humble. Udvig, then there's agitation. Arti, then he's in distress, some grief. Utkantha, then quickly becomes very anxious. Utkantha. And santosh, and then he's satisfied. So there's a whole agitation, whole andolan,
Like in the ocean, there is andolan, all those waves, this way and that way, and they're collapsing and going up and down, and there's a whole Mahaprabhu is going through all these emotions, all the waves. Sai sai bhave nija sloka padiya sloker artha asvadaye dui bandhu laiya. So taking these two bandhus, two friends, Mahaprabhu does sloka asvadan. Sloka cheto darpanamarjan. Sloka asvadan is relishing, asvadan. Sai sai bhave. So all these bhavas, all these emotions, different emotions. One day, one night, one emotion. Another night, another emotion. Or no, each night for some time he has one emotion, then another, and then another emotion that he is. Kona dine kona bhave shloka pathan. It says that. Kona dine kona bhave shloka pathan. Some days there's one bhav and he's reciting his slokas in that particular bhav. Another dine, another day, another bhav. Sai shloka asvadite ratri jagaran. And while reciting and relishing those slokas with different emotions, different purports, different deeper meanings, and Mahaprabhu is, he has sleepless nights all night long, no sleeping. We sleep at night and then we sleep during the day also. But he's not sleeping during the day, he doesn't sleep during the night. How could he sleep? When there is so much to relish, these topics wake him up, the jeev jago. What jago? Jeev jago, not body jago. Jeev, soul. Wake up, sleeping soul. Something we should be taking note of. Body wakes up, soul continues to sleep. Body is up, the soul has slept. So jeev jago. Jeev jago. Who is calling? Gaurachand bole. Gauranga is calling, wake up sleeping souls, wake up sleeping souls. Harshe Prabhu kahin shuna swarupa Ramarai. With great jubilation, he gets the attention of Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar as if they are not there. So, hey, come here. He doesn't have to do that. In fact, they are right there. And their attention is, they are focused on what Lord has to say. But again, he says, suno. Means, now what I'm going to say, pay attention. Extra attention to this statement that I'm about to say. Sun swarup. Ram Rai. And what is that statement? Nama Sankirtan Kalau Parama Upai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nama Sankirtan. Nama Sankirtan. What about Nama Sankirtan? Kalau Parama Upai. In the age of Kali, Nastaiva, 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 Gatiranyatha. In the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kalau Sankirtan, Mahanama Sankirtan, Kalau Upay. Paramupay, Paramupay. The topmost solution is the holy name of the Lord. Sankirtana Yagye Kalau Krishna Aradhan. He says, in this age of Kali, how do you worship the Lord? You don't have to take a bell and lamp and that is one way of worshiping going on right now probably. But, says, in the age of Kali, how do you worship the Lord? Sankirtana Yagye Kalau Krishna Aradhan. Saita Sumedha Praya Krishna Racharan. And this is how the Sumedha, the intelligent people, they will attain Krishna Racharan. The lotus feet of Krishna could be attained, would be attained by the intelligent class of people in this age of Kali. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recites that verse from 11th canto, chapter, 5th chapter, text number 32. Do you remember that? What is that verse? Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopanga Sraparshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayair Jajantihi Sumedhasaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes that verse. He's reciting that and the listeners are Rai Ramanand and Swarup Damodar. Wherein this verse talks of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. This verse is talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varnam. Lord will appear. Krishna Varnam. And what he will do? Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varnam. Or there's a Varnamala also. Kakha gagha, tatha dadha, pafa babha. Using that Varnamala, then from that Varnamala comes Varnan of the Lord. So Lord will appear. Krishna will appear. But he will be not blackish in complexion. O Krishnam. He will not be black. He will be not black, meaning he will be, well, Gaura, will be whitish, golden, and he will do Krishna Varnam all the time. Krishna Varnam, Krishna Varnan. And that Krishna Varnan, all Krishna Varnan is possible when we say Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. All Varnan of Krishna completed. You just say one mantra, you have recited all the mantras. We say two in one, three in one. But this is all in one. All mantras in one mantra. When you say Hare, you are saying a lot. You are saying lot with that Hare. Radha and Radha's glories and Krishna. Bhava Bandhanat Mochaya. Seva Yogyam Kuru. And their prayers also. Darshaya. Please give me Darshan. And Shravaya. Oh Lord, please. Share your confidential pastimes, your pastimes with Radha. Share them with me. Shravaya. That's also a deeper meaning of this Hare Krishna, these names are, their commentaries and their purports have been written about each one of these words, names. Hare is a name, Krishna is another name. Hare is another name and Krishna is another name, and like there are 16 names, and there are, the volumes have been written about, and in fact the whole, this one mantra expands, and then there is a Bhagavatam, 16,000 verses Bhagavatam, is expansion from this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Yajna, he's just repeating, he's repeating what Shukdeva Goswami had to say. Yajna Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. The intelligent class, Yajna Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. Yajanti. Ke yajanti? Sumedhasaha yajanti. Who will worship? The intelligent class will worship. Katham yajanti? Yajnai sankirtan prayair yajanti. How will they worship? How will the intelligent class will worship? By performance of yajna. They will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, let's see. These two words, yajanti and yajnai, are found in another verse which was recited by King Parikshit, and he's addressing Kali. And he makes it very clear. You could stay here, but not here. Where could you stay? Gold, and there are four other items also. Dyutampanam sunistriya. Yatra adharma chaturvidha. Yatra adharma chaturvidha. Where there are four irreligious activities performed, there you reside. And what are those four? Dyutam, that's gambling. Panam, intoxication. Shuni, that is slaughterhouses and meat eating. And Striya, that is illicit sex. In these four places you could reside. So after making that clear, now where you cannot reside, you'll have to get out of there. Where? He says, Navartitavyam, you cannot stay there. Where? Yajanti yagyai yageshwaram. Yajanti yagyai. Yageshwaram. Yageshwar, that is Lord. Where Lord is worshipped, in this age of Kali, where Lord is worshipped, yajanti. How? Yagyai. In Kali Yuga, wherever there is performance of yajna, you cannot stay there. You'll have to leave that place. Made very clear. In black and white. There's a warning to the age of Kali. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, very interesting, in this age of Kali, the greatest common formula of sacrifice is Sankirtan Yajna. Purport of the same verse. That is the opinion of the experts who know how to propagate the process of yajna. Lord Chaitanya preached this method of yajna, and it is understood from this verse that the sacrificial method of Sankirtan yajna may be performed anywhere and everywhere in order to drive away the personality of Kali and save the human society from falling prey to the influence of the age. Very clear. So just perform Sankirtan in any place and every place, every town, every village, or in between towns and villages also. Okay, we'll move on. Nama Sankirtana Haite Sarva Sarva Anartha Nash. Back to Gundicha, not Gundicha, Gambhira in Nilachal Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his two friends. He continues saying, Nama Sankirtana Haite Sarva Anartha Nash. So with the Sankirtan, Sarva Anarthas will be destroyed. Sarva Shubhodai Krishna Premira Ullas. So Sarva Anartha Nash, and in the place of Sarva Anartha Nash, there will be Sarva Shubha Udai. Everything that is Shubha, auspicious, that will take birth or rise. Krishna Premera Ullas, and there will be Krishna. Krishna Prem, there will be initiating the flow of the waves for Krishna. And after saying that much, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recites this verse. Let's all recite together. Chaito darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Svadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sri Krishna Sankirtan ki. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recites one verse and gives little commentaries, his own commentary. He recites the verse and gives commentary. Then recites next verse. Nam nam kari bahuda, then little commentary, and then tranadapi suni chena, little commentary, like that. He recites all the 8 verses and gives his own comments on those verses. Chitta shuddhi sarva sadhana udgam. So, the conclusion is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Sankirtan has been glorified in this verse. These are the 4 padas, panktis or the lines. And each one has 2 parts. Chaito darpana marjanam is one part. Next one, the remaining line. Then comes Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. You stop there. Whenever there's that is Sankirtanam, is glorified in fact. There are 7 glories of the 8th, which is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Vishesha is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, and Visheshanas or the Vaishishtya of Sankirtan is mentioned in 7 parts. Or the effects, or the benefits, or the glories of Sankirtan is in those 7 statements, ending with Sarvatma Snapanam. That's the 7th one. So what are those? Quickly, we will run through this. Not that you do not know. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been relishing every day in different emotions, is going through these slokas, contemplating, fixed. So although we recite every day, we are reciting here it again. So Cheto Darpana Marjanam. This is what happens when we accept the Sankirtan, we dedicate unto Sankirtan. This is also Mamekam Sharanam Raj. We surrender unto Sankirtan, which is going to be victorious. Only thing that will be victorious in this age of Kali, and that is all other will go bankrupt. All other parties will fail. Sooner or later they are bound to fail. But there is all glory, all victory for Sankirtan. So why not go for something that is going to be victorious? If we know, when we go for this trade, this job, this line, it's going to be success, lot of scope, lot of this victory. Mahaprabhu has personally declared the victory for Sankirtan. Sankirtan movement ki. So that Sankirtan is, what does that Sankirtan do? Chaito Darpana Marjanam. It begins with Marjan. Cleansing of the mirror of our consciousness. And then we become Krishna conscious. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. As Maha Mantra is recited and heard as the purificatory, purifies, cleansing. The holy name is potent. Nitya, Shuddha, Mukta. And what else? Now there's one more. Purna. Purna. It's complete and is eternal. Shuddha. The holy name is pure. As one comes in contact with this Pavitra name, Shuddha Naam, one becomes, his consciousness becomes purified. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. The next benefit, next effect, next glory of the holy name is, what does this do? As soon as we get up, what do we say first thing? What does Hare Krishna devotees say first thing? Samsara dava nalalidha loka. So, the samsara dava nal, that will be extinguished with this Sankirtan. Mahadavag davagni nirvapanam. Full stop. All fire is extinguished. Otherwise life is on fire. Those gopis also, their life is also on fire. तव कथामृतम तप्त जीवनम. एंड द सोल्यूशन इज कृष्ण कथा, कृष्णस होली नेम एंड भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापनम. वी विल गो लिटिल फास्टर विद दिस. What next? Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. There's no more fire. Fire extinguished. Then what happens with the Sankirtan? The holy name spreads the rays, cooling moon beams are spread, and the Kairava, the lotus of the good fortune of those performing Sankirtan, begins blooming. Shreyaha Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. In the place of blazing fire, no more fire. And in the place of fire, after fiery forest, then if there are more rains, then there's vegetation and green grass and some the flowers grow. So that is what life becomes green and flourishing, and the lotus of the good fortune begins blooming. Why is a lotus blooming? Because of the Chandrika Vitaranam. The moon beams of the Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Mahamantra's rays cause the blooming of the Shreya Kairava. Flourishing, blooming life. Cooling. It's cooling effect. There's a fire extinguished, now there's a cooling effect. Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. And what next? The fourth effect, the benefit of Sankirtan is Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. This Sankirtan is the life of the wife of knowledge. Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. Who is var? If there is a vadhu, there must be var. And that is a natavar. That's Gauranga. Or the holy name is the Lord. Holy name is the Lord. Holy name is var. And Vidya is vadhu. And Vidya Vadhu's jivan, life is Sankirtan. As wife follows the husband, as is the experience, so knowledge follows the Sankirtan, or leads us. The knowledge leads, shastras lead us to the holy name, to the lotus feet of the holy name. As vadhu goes to var, the vidya goes to Krishna, to the holy name. Vidya vadhu jivanam, okay. Then anandam buddhi vardhanam. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. Life of Anand. And what kind of Anand? Ambudhi. There's an ocean of happiness. And this is amazing kind of ocean. Anand Ambudhi Vardhanam. Ever expanding ocean. That doesn't happen with the oceans on this planet. If that would happen, what would happen to all the people in Juhu, Hare Krishna land, if the ocean was to expand, they would come to run to Delhi, run to Himalayan mountain, everywhere the ocean is expanding. So oceans on this planet do not expand, but this one is ocean out of this world, not from this world. Anandam buddhi vardhanam avatirne gaura chandre vistirne prema sagare. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and what did he do? Vistirne prema sagare. He expanded the prema sagar. Ena majjanti majjanti te maha anartha sagare. But those who do not throw themselves into this prema sagar, for them there is only another, only one more sagar, and that is anartha sagar. Ena majjanti majjanti te, those who do not throw themselves into this prema sagar expanded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then for them there is only another sagar, and there is a maha anartha sagar. Anandam mudhi vardhanam. And then Pratipadam Purnamrita Svadanam. So at every step, that's an eternal spiritual life of the soul. At every step, Pratipadam Purna Amrita Asvadan, Namamrit, Kathamrit, Prasadamrit. Everything is Amrit, only nectar. Pratipadam Purnamrita Svadanam. And then Sarvatma Snapanam. For Atma, the Sankirtan. Sankirtan is Abhishek for Atma. As Atma, the soul, performs Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Drikswali Labhir Ananda Kunde Swaghosham Anant Namajantam Akhyapayantam in Vrindavan. When Lord performs pastimes like this, Makhan Chori and other pastimes, Iti Drik, then what happens? Ananda Kundas, the lakes and the sarovars, they all get filled up with what? Ananda Kundas, with the ocean or lakes of Ananda, and then Swaghosham Nimajjantam Akhyapayantam. And all the residents of Vrindavan, they swim. Gote lagate hain. They all drown in that ocean of bliss, ocean of anand. So Sarvatma Snapanam. Snapanam refers to snan. Sarvatma Snapanam. This is snan of the soul. Complete. Not just a little touch, but from nakhun to his nakh to sikh, asikha. From his toenails to all the way to sikha. His complete existence is, he bathes in the Sankirtan, he bathes. And Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Of such Sankirtan, glory to such Sankirtan. And not ordinary kind of glory or ordinary kind of victory, but param, supreme victory to the holy name of the Lord. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam ki. Okay, so anyway, we have meetings and we should stop and all that.